getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Well, hello. I'm Aaron Bauer, senior pastor of Issaquah Christian Church. Our building is nestled in the beautiful foothills just south of downtown Issaquah. And we're easily accessible from all over the east side, so don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can be a part of bringing the hope and light of Jesus into your life today. You can find us at iccweb.org. I'm so encouraged by the gracious work of God in us and through us as we proclaim Jesus and make disciples in our community and through our global ministries. Have you ever thought about reading a Bible passage backwards? Yeah, that's what I said, backwards. I was doing that in Psalm 84 a little while back. I love that psalm for so many reasons, and you might actually be more familiar with it than you think by just hearing the number 84. Reading it forward, Psalm 84 says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house." And it even talks about the sparrows that are blessed to be able to occupy space in the temple. You remember this psalm. It speaks of the longing of the heart of the pilgrim who's making his way through the barren lands, and they find it refreshing because their hearts are set on worshiping in the temple. "Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." Well, those are statements I wish were always true about me. I'll bet you feel that way too. And then there comes an amazing statement, one that I love and that was very convicting for me. Verse 11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield." God is described as a sun. Well, there's nothing better for battle than a lot of light to see the enemy. And God is described as a shield, defense against the enemy. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Did you catch that promise? No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. The very first lie that came to humanity seemed to suggest that our Creator God was holding out on us. Here it comes. Did God really say that? Well, that's just because he doesn't want you to experience what he's experiencing. The same lie persists into the modern day. The very enemy of our soul is trying to weaken our trust in God's gracious nature. The enemy is lying to you. The enemy's voice whispers to you in a quiet moment, the stillness of the night, or a pause in conversation, "Jesus can't be trusted. You need a better plan than to trust in Jesus." The enemy says, "It's not modern or sophisticated to believe in him. So you just do your own thing. Be an original." The enemy says, "God is holding out on you." And these are his lies. But then the truth comes barreling through the crowd of lies. No good thing does he withhold. And then a convicting statement, "From those who walk uprightly." Well, that seems to leave me out. Well, yes, I try to walk uprightly, and I walk a lot straighter than I used to, but I wouldn't claim to have it together. And that's why I suggest you read the psalm backward, starting with the cross of Jesus and working backward, to be exact. Christian, who walked in righteousness completely in your stead? Well, Jesus, of course. He's the fulfillment of this requirement, the perfect fulfillment. In Christ, we are among those who walk uprightly because of his work and the better word that he speaks over us. Because of Christ, I am a child of God. He is my Father, the Father of lights who delights in his children and is the giver of good gifts, all because of Christ. Working backwards, I then think of where God's presence resides in the new covenant community. By his Spirit, he resides in me. Working backwards, I realize that the courts of the Lord are somehow in his people and that I have access to his presence moment by moment. Think with me about the implications of that. Because of Jesus, we have access to the Father, and he will not withhold from us any good thing. And he is ever present with us by the Spirit. Of course, we meet together with the church for prayer, praise, and proclamation, but that presence is available to us on our journey. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and flesh sing for joy to the living God. All this is available through Jesus, and he even gives us the Spirit to initiate this kind of longing within us. May God the Father be a sun and a shield for you. May you grow to understand that he is not withholding from you, but is giving himself to you as he has done in Jesus. May his Spirit remind you of his presence in your life and help you walk righteously as he makes you more like Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Bauer of Issaquah Christian Church. Find out more about the church at iccweb.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.